Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Tuesday, the 21st of June. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. Today, we're looking at Psalm 128 and just verse 1. It reads, "Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways." Something the psalmist has been experiencing and something he's declaring so that others may enjoy one he already knows. That it is a blessed thing, and we are blessed when we fear the Lord and when we walk in his ways. The word blessed, perhaps the best other English word for it is happy, or maybe lucky. And happiness for a Christian is never far away. Joy is never far away, even in our darkest times. How do we get this blessing? How do we get this joy? Well, it comes through having a reverence for God, a fear of the Lord, as he says in this verse. Being in a right relationship with God. And these blessings come from obedience, those who walk in his ways. The obedience that comes to us as we learn from God how to live and put it into practice until it becomes habitual. One of the great signs of maturity is that Christians habitually put into practice what they know and what they have learned and walk in his ways. Blessings are the theme of this psalm, but they are also, of course, the theme of the whole of Scripture, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. To quote selectively from a passage in Peterson's book, Along Obedience in the Same Direction, the Bible is one long exposition of blessing. In Genesis, God, having completed the work of creation by making humankind, male and female, blessed them, Genesis 1. He called Abraham and promised, "I will bless you," Genesis 12. Each of the 12 tribes of Israel receives a special blessing, Genesis 49. David, who in so many ways embodied the intensities and joys of faith, was richer in blessing than any other Israelite. A long series of blessings in his life. His life was not untainted with sorrow, but it was always brimming with life. Jesus, of course, talks about blessings and being blessed in the Sermon on the Mount. And the conclusion of the Bible is that great thunderous book of Revelation in which there are seven salvos of blessings in chapters 1, 14, 16, 19, 20, and 2 in chapter 22. The blessings cannonade back and forth across the battlefield on which Christ completes his victory over sin and establishes his eternal rule. So we have so many blessings that the natural state of a Christian is ultimately to be filled with joy. Joy, which G.K. Chesterton said, "Joy, which was the small publicity of the pagan, is the gigantic secret of the Christian. The world has to shout about its joy because it's so small. The Christian often doesn't even bother to shout about it, just enjoys it and lets it fill him and or her up, so that we pray the world will notice that we have a deeper and abiding joy because the blessings come from fearing the Lord and walking in his ways." And what do we do with all these blessings God has given us, with the joy that comes? Well, life consists in a meeting with souls, with people. We, as we meet other people, we share what we have inside us. The blessed give to the others around us because the strength instinctively pours out from us and up and around us and spills over. The characteristic of blessing, of being blessed, is to multiply, is to spill over onto others. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. The last verse of this great hymn, "Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says, we will do. Where he sends, we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Blessed are all who fear the Lord and who walk in his ways." Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 2, but if you'd like to know more about our church work, have a look at nwlcc.org. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.